Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Off the ball. GAA.
Basic conversion rate, Mick, when it comes to the start of the week, which is remarkable what Limerick do, because, it's 18 out of 19 finals under John Kiely that they have won. So generally when they get into a winning position, Limerick lay down the hammer at that point.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
And welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll preview our huge live commentary match from the League of Ireland with rivals Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians set to go head-to-head in Tallaght. We look ahead to the other games, including a big match for Derry City, who are in Dublin to take on Shelburne. And Andrew Omabamadeli plays a key role as Strasbourg reach a first European semi-final for 30 years. But first at Tallaght Stadium, it's first against third with Shamrock Rovers up against old rivals Bohemians in their second Dublin derby of the season. The sides met at Dalymount Park back in February when Bohs won 3-2 in a game they were 3-0 up in before a couple of late goals from Rovers. That's the only game the champions have lost this season. Since then, Bohs have just 2 wins from their last 7 games. They were beaten for the first time last week against Sligo Rovers. Stephen Bradley's side have won their last 2 Dublin derbies against Shelburne and St Pat's to move top of the league, and he says they would have taken the position they're in now at the start of the campaign.
Yeah, look, if you said to us at the start of the year this is where we will be at this point, you would take it. We know that there's still so much more to come from the group, and we know we get better and stronger as the season goes, but we're in a good position. And like I said, you would have taken that before the season started.
Bohs have won 4 of their last 5 against Rovers, but they only have 1 win in 12 and Tallaght. Manager Alan Reynolds says his side always enjoy going to Tallaght though.
It's another game for us, isn't it? We enjoy playing Rovers, enjoy going to Tallaght. Big pitch, which two teams try and play, try and possession base, but also out of possession. We've got to be good. But look, we obviously watched loads of them the last few weeks and they're doing well. But we look forward to that one.
Kickoff is 8 o'clock. You'll be able to hear live commentary of the game with Jonathan Higgins and Vinnie Perth. We'll have all the build-up from 7 o'clock on Off the Ball and News Talk and the Go Loud app as well. It's one of 4 games in the Premier Division tonight. Derry City will be hoping to get a first win since the end of February when they take on Shelburne at Talca Park. Shells have lost their last 2. They didn't play last week. Their game away to Galway United was called off late on. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch says Shells have threats all over the pitch.
Yeah, listen, they're a top side. There's no doubt they've got good players. They've a threat, and obviously everybody knows about Harry Wood and the ability of the likes of Harry Wood, and they've probably got strength and depth all over the pitch. So we've been down there now on the last couple of occasions, and we've done okay apart from the first game of last season, but we're well aware of their threat. And they obviously came to our place earlier in the season. We felt a little bit hard done by, so that's something that we have an opportunity to try and put right.
Gareth McGlynn and Vinnie Perth join Stephen Doyle this week, as ever, on the LOI pod. And despite Shell's poor recent form, he's expecting the challenge once they get all their players back.
I think the break might have helped Shell's as well, Gareth, because we know Joey's such a good coach, isn't he? And I think he'll have appreciated that time on the pitch just to... And whatever about Paddy Barrett, but maybe just trying to get the other players that have been kind of trying to hold the fort while he's gone, to get them kind of defensively better set for these games.
Yeah, 100%. I think they could be dark horses to make a late challenge, to be honest with you, when they get Barrett back and Casey. I don't know when he's going to be back. But I think just they're stacked with a lot of good players. I think he's kind of struggling the similar as Bohs are, and getting the best 11 on the best formation on the pitch and playing it week in, week out, and playing with a bit of... with a bit of fluidity that they know what each other are doing and they know what the game plan is. Because we know Joey, when he gets them humming like he did last year, they can be really, really effective. They can be good defensively. They can be unbelievable in the midfield area, especially the centre midfield area. and getting Boyd and Martin and Jarvis scoring goals, and Coote, Lundegaard, like, they're stacked with good players. So I think Paddy Barr will be a big part of that. I think if he can come back, we've seen it so many times. Paddy's not getting any younger. He's got to come back. They've got to basically ease him back into it. He can't come back and then get injured and then be out for another long period. That just can't happen. So once he gets back, gets some game time under his belt, maybe creates a partnership with Rossi and Ledgewich, and gets them humming again. But I think, yeah, the break was at a good time for Shells. We'll see what they're all about now when they come to the Brandywell. That's right, Derry go up there.
And remember, you can catch the LOI pod each and every week for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. Elsewhere tonight, Dundalk will be boosted by the return of former Ireland international Daryl Horgan from suspension and the news that he's extended his contract at Oriel Park for another 2 years. The Lilywhites are fourth in the table, just 4 points off the top, and face Galway United, who themselves are up to fifth and just 4 points behind Dundalk. St Pat's have lost back-to-back matches. They travel to Louth to take on Drogheda United, who they beat 4-1 last month. The Saints have been unsettled by injuries picked up on their last visit to the county against Dundalk, and they lost to Shamrock Rovers last week. Drogheda have slipped all the way down to eighth. Their last win came back in the 13th of February at home to Waterford, and their game last week against the Blues was called off at the last minute due to the weather. Those games all start at 7:45. As I said, our commentary game kicks off at 8. Also, a full bill in the First Division, including a meeting of the top two. Cork City, who have a 7-point lead, face Wexford at Turner's Cross. Elsewhere, UCD take on Finn Harps. There's an all-Munster clash with Kerry at home to Treaty United. Athlone Town face Bray Wanderers, and Cove Ramblers are up against Longford Town. Those games start at 7:45. Our live commentaries just keep on coming. On Saturday, we'll bring you live commentary of Ireland's crucial World Cup qualifier with Poland from the Aviva Stadium. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Louise Quinn in the gantry. Kickoff is 3:00. Lazio's Megan Connolly was part of the starting 11 to beat the Poles on Tuesday night in Gdansk, and the Cork woman says they can't afford to become complacent.
I think for both teams, there's a lot to learn from. I think for us, obviously, it was massive to get the win, get the 3 points away from home. Was a really difficult game, but to come away with the 3 points was really important for us. But I think for them, obviously, they're going to come out guns blazing. You know, both of us want to win again. You know, we want to win again. They want to get 3 points. So I think for them, I think we'll see a bit more aggressive. You know, I think for us, we can't be complacent and think that the same things are going to happen that did the other night. So I do think they'll be a lot more front-footed and a lot more aggressive. So for us, we have to just be ready from the start. I think the spaces that showed up the other night might not show up again, so we'll have to find different ways to try break them down, and be ready for them to be full guns blazing.
Andrew Omobamadeli played all 90 minutes for Strasbourg, who qualified for the Conference League semi-finals. Gary O'Neill's side overturned a 2-0 deficit to beat Bundesliga side Mainz 4-0 in France. They'll play Spanish outfit Rayo Vallecano in the first semi-final of a European competition since they qualified for the last four of the Intertoto Cup in 1996. Troy Parrott was an unused sub for AZ Alkmaar, who obviously have their attention on Sunday's Dutch Cup final. AZ were already 3-0 down from the first leg against Shakhtar Donetsk. It finished 2-2 in the Netherlands last night. Shakhtar will play Crystal Palace now in the semi-finals. Oliver Glasner's side were 4-2 aggregate winners against Fiorentina. The Italian side won the second leg 2-1 in Florence last night. Nottingham Forest have reached their first European semi-final since 1984, and they've set up an all-English Europa League last four clash with Aston Villa after overcoming 10-man Porto 1-0 at the City Ground. It finished 2-1 on aggregate. Not since the glory days of Brian Clough have Forest performed as well on the continent, when they won back-to-back European Cups. They got to the last four of the UEFA Cup in a five-year period, and Morgan Gibbs-White scored the only goal of the game on a night where the club rallied around England international Elliot Anderson, whose mother passed away in the build-up to the game. Forest's landmark win was helped by former Southampton defender Jan Bednarak's early red card. Aston Villa blew Bologna away with three first-half goals as they roared into the semi-finals. A 4-0 win on the night, 7-1 on aggregate. Villa boss Unai Emery is an expert in this competition. He's won it four times, and few would bet against him, adding a fifth. Portuguese side Braga will face German club Freiburg in the other semi-final. Bournemouth boss Andoni Iraola says he isn't leaving this summer because of a job offer from another club. The Spaniard confirmed this week he's quitting after three seasons. He's already been linked with several high-profile positions, but claims there's nothing on the table yet.
There is, has been no other club involved, and it was about continuing here or not continuing here. I don't know what I'm going to do next season. I don't know if I'm going to coach a team, a club. I'm going to coach a national team. I'm going to coach in this continent. I'm not going to coach. I have no idea.
Chelsea head coach Lemar Senior says his faltering team still believe they can finish in the Premier League's top five despite losing their last three games without scoring. They host Manchester United tomorrow night, stuck in sixth place with just six games to go. And Senior was surprised when he was asked if Champions League qualification is still possible.
Of course they still believe. Of course we still believe. Don't know why you would ask that question. We need to win this game and we need to play on the front foot with energy. And if we do that, we'll give ourselves a really good chance to win the game. We're not as far away as probably what it feels like, but what we have to do is manage the margins of the game a little bit better.
And with Brentford on the cusp of qualifying for Europe next season, this week on The Green Scene, Matthew Brennan and David Wilson pondered whether Keith Andrews could be named Premier League Manager of the Year.
What I want to ask is whether Brentford are going to get European football. Their next game is Fulham at home. They then have Man United away. They then play West Ham at home, followed by Manchester City away, then Crystal Palace at home, and they finish the season away at Anfield.
It's a tough running.
It is.
A tough running that might suit Keith Andrews, though, and this Brentford team.
You're at home against the three sort of lesser teams of the bunch.
West Ham are going to be fighting for their lives in that game. That's a tough game. Fulham are in that position where you're like, are they on the beach or are they not? Like, I think they've got aspirations of qualifying for Europe themselves.
Well, yeah, and on that, Fulham are currently 12th. Yeah. Brentford are currently 7th.
Yeah.
And there's 3 points between them.
That game against Everton last week, yeah, Kelleher was absolutely brilliant. Collins actually was pretty good too. The only as they're about to clear the ball from the 6-yard box and they nearly let it go in. It's been an unbelievable season for Brentford. And if they could get in a European position, it would be absolutely brilliant. Kelleher, Collins and Andrews and Stephen Rice there in the backroom staff as well. It's a hell of a year for them.
I remember, like, obviously following Wigan, Brentford were always one of these teams that I would be coming across. I think I actually remember them going up the day they went up from League One on Sky Sports many a moon ago, watching Gillette Soccer Saturday or whatever it was at the time. Yeah. And the celebrations on the pitch at Griffin Park, where they have come from to where they are now, and the players and the managers and everyone in between that's come through the door there. It's pretty remarkable what they've managed to build there on Keith Andrews. It's amazing. It really is.
And they always
his first managerial job. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know we say that, but I don't think we actually think about that.
If he gets them into Europe, is he the Premier League Manager of the Year?
I would say so.
It always goes to the Premier League winner, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that's just one of those things, isn't it?
And remember, you can listen back to the podcast in full for free in your OTB football podcast feed. The other commentaries we have Sunday, the big Premier League clash between Manchester City and Arsenal. It's a 4:30 start and it's on Off the Ball. We also have the Merseyside Derby, the first Merseyside Derby from the Hill Dickinson Stadium. Everton and Liverpool kick off at 2:00. It'll all be on Off the Ball this Sunday. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.